We're going to head to upstate New York for this next story, a love story. About 50 miles east of Niagara Falls, a pair of bald eagles have been reunited, and here's how it happened. First, a female raptor was found with an injured tendon in her wing. She was rescued by Wendy Pensile, who rehabilitates injured animals for a volunteer organization. Then, 2 months later, Pensile got another call, this time about a male eagle who also had a badly injured wing. The two birds would have to share a space, and Pensile was worried because eagles are quite territorial. But these two eagles, when they got together, Pensile noticed something special, something screenwriters might call chemistry. Wendy Pensile joins us now to tell us about these majestic lovebirds. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let me understand this. You didn't know that these two bald eagles had some sort of connection, and you knew that they'd have to share a space, a flight cage. But it now appears quite likely that they were mates when they were living in the wild. How'd you know that?
I've been doing this for 25 years, and I just do raptors. I just do the hawks, owls, eagles, and falcons. And normally, when we introduce raptors in a cage together that are not related, there's an altercation. You know, a couple of birds pecking at each other, they could grab each other with their feet to the point where the severity could be that they would kill each other. I sit at the end of the cage with leather gloves on. They go up to my shoulders, so that if I have to go in and separate the birds, I can go in and get in between them and not get myself hurt. So as I introduce the male eagle to the female that we'd had already for 2 months, I'm waiting for the worst. I put the male in the cage, and he got in, and he was very frightened. The female is sitting, you know, 50 feet away from us on a perch, 6 feet off the ground. He's looking around, and she spots him, and she gets very quiet, and she waits, and she's bobbing her head around, trying to get a better look at him. And all of a sudden, he makes a call that the eagles make. And as soon as she hears that, she just goes, she gets so animated. She's back and forth on the perch, and she goes just out of her mind trying to get his attention. And as she's going back and forth on the perch, she's constantly calling to him. Once he's up on the perch, they're touching each other. They're standing so close to each other that they're physically, their wings are touching each other. And I was shocked that there's no fight. It doesn't make any sense. It's just the behavior is an absolute aberration.
What happens to these two birds now? Can they be released into the wild? And would you separate them? Would you release one and not the other?
Okay, they can't. Neither one of the birds is releasable. I contacted the Department of Environmental Conservation, and the head of the Endangered Species Unit wrote a letter recommending that the female stay with us. And so we could use her for as a foster parent. She would probably be a good foster mother for us.
A foster mother. So if you took in chicks, she could help raise them.
Exactly. She's also a rather calm bird. We thought that she could also be used for education programs. So now we get the male in. I believe it is her mate. And I don't want to separate the birds. So the DEC was gracious enough to give us one of the birds. But if they feel our facility is, you know, not appropriate for the two, I would rather send her with him. Wherever they go, I want them to go together. I don't need a bald eagle more than I need them to stay together.
Wendy Pensile is a wildlife rehabilitator for the Bless the Beast Foundation. Wendy, thanks so much for talking to us, and let's hope those two birds stay together. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.